Erev Tov. Okay, today's daf, for tonight's daf, tomorrow's daf, whatever you want to call it, is the daf Nun Dal, daf 54. We left off at the top of Nun Gimel Amud Bet 53b, third line. We said in the Mishnah, Hekdesh b'mezid kidesh b'shogeg lo kidesh, divrei Rabbi Meir. We said, Hekdesh, if it's given on purpose.
So we said daf.
Nun Gimel Amud Bet 53b. If it's given on purpose, then if it was purposely, then Kiddushin, accidentally not, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, B'shogeg Kiddush, B'mezid lo Kiddush. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, by accident, Kiddushin counts. On purpose, Kiddushin does not count. So this is the Machloket. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yaakov, Shem'at Mina, the Rabbi Yochanan Tarte. We can learn two things here. Shigigad ma'ased Rabbi Yehuda, Shigigad Hekdesh Rabbi Meir. The accidental ma'aser Rabbi Yehuda and the accidental hekdesh Rabbi Meir, shnehem ein isha mitkadesh b'hem. In both cases, a woman does not get kiddushin does not count, according to both of them. Chada one lefisha ein isha rotza, because the woman doesn't want it like that. Vechada lefisha ein shnehem rotzim, because both of them don't want. Meaning, there's a case of ma'aser and there's a case of hekdesh. In one case, she doesn't want. In one case, both of them don't want. We're going to see. V'lo yadana hei minayun. I don't know which one's which. So the Gemara says, Amar b'yirmiyah necheze anan. Let's see. Ma'aser sheni, ihi lo nicha la mishum tircha de'orcha. She doesn't want ma'aser sheni as kiddushin, because she has to go and take it all the way to Yerushalayim. Ihu nicha le denikne yitzda mimela. But he's fine with it, because he's marrying a woman. It's easy. 1, 2, 3, chaf chaf, he gets married. Whereas ela hekdesh, by hekdesh tarvayu lo nichlu, neither of them want that. Then itachil hekdesh al yadayu, because what's happening when you give hekdesh is now you are mitchalel hekdesh. You are making now the hekdesh not no longer going to be hekdesh. You are taking the consecration and you are making it nitchalel. You are degrading it from that. You are taking it down to become mundane.
She can sell it and use the money in Yerushalayim.
She can, but she still has to go all the way up to Yerushalayim. So that's a burden. So that's one way of looking at it. The Gemara says, "Rabbi Yaakov Amar Ibcha Mistavra." No, the other way around makes sense. Milo Ika Lameimar. Can you not say Maaser? Ihi Lo Nichala Mishum Tircha Deorcha. She doesn't want Maaser because of the travel. Ihu Lo Nichala Mishum Unsa Deorcha. He doesn't want it because if something dangerous happens on the way, he's responsible. If it gets stolen, if something happens, he's responsible for the Maaser. Whereas Ela Hekdesh, if by Hekdesh Bishlama Ihi Lo Nichala. It makes sense that she is not okay with it, the nitachil hekdesh al yada, because she doesn't want hekdesh to become nitchalel. She doesn't want hekdesh to lose its sanctity. Whereas ella, ihu, milo nichale, the nikne itzam imela, is he not okay with being able to marry her just as it is, just like that? Of course he is. So this is an opposite way of how you look at it. The Gemara asks a question. Ba'amine Rav Amar Rav Chisa, he has a question. Isha en mikadeshet. We said, if you use hekdesh, you cannot marry the woman. Ma'ot ma'u sheyetzel chulin. What about the money? Does the money now go out to chulin? That money that was being used for the kiddushin, that the kiddushin didn't count. Does the money now leave the status of hekdesh and go to chulin? So the Gemara says, Amar le, isha in mitkadesh ma'ot he'ach yetzel chulin. How is that possible? If kiddushin doesn't count, how can the money become chulin? It's still hekdesh, obviously. Another question. Ba minei Rav Chiya bar Avin Rav Chista. They ask Rav Chista again. What about by a sale? The way Rashi explains that if you bought something with money of hekdesh by accident, according to Rabbi Meir, does that acquire or not? Is it koneh or not? So the Gemara says, Amar le, af b'mecher lo kana, even by a sale, it didn't acquire. And therefore the money doesn't go out to be chulin. The Gemara says, we have a contradiction. We have a contradiction from Masachet Me'ilah. It says, Chenvani ke balabait v'Rabbi Meir. A store owner is like the owner. It's like the balabait. Rabbi Yehuda says, Chenvani ke shulchani. No. The store owner is like a shulchani. It's like a money changer. So what's the machloket? Adkan lo kaput mifligi. The machloket is still, it's only, Ela demor savar chenvani ke shulchani. Demor savar chenvani ke balabait. The machloket is, one of them thinks the store owner is like a money changer, and one of them thinks the store owner is like an owner, meaning, if, here, look at Rashi, Rashi explains it. Mishnayi b'me'ilah, gizbar ha-mafkid ma'od etzal shulchani, I'm skipping some in the Rashi. He says, "Aval balabayit ben kach ben kach lo yishtamesh bahem." If let's say money is left with the balabayit, hekdesh money, so he shouldn't use it no matter what. No matter what, if money is left with him, he shouldn't use it. And therefore, according to Rabbi Meir, if money is left with the store owner, he's like a balabayit. If he uses it, he's done me'ila. Whereas according to Rabbi Yehuda, if he's left to the store owner, he's like a money changer, and therefore if he uses it, it's accidentally, obviously, it's not considered me'ila. That's the machloket. Do we view him as a balabayit and it's me'ila, or not, and it's not a me'ila? So the Gemara says, that's the machloket. But, ela, aval, de kule alma im hotzim ma'al. But everyone agrees, if you use that money, you still consider to have done me'ila. Right, Rashi says, if somebody used the money of Hekdesh, everyone agrees that someone did Me'ila. We don't know who, but we agree that someone did Me'ila. So Rashi says, El Alma Memecher Rabbi Meir Kana. According to Rabbi Meir, it must be that by a sale, there's a kinyan. Because if there's no kinyan, then how could the money leave Hekdesh to become Cholin? This is a contradiction of Rabbi Meir. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Meir lidvarav de Rabbi Yehuda kamar. No, Rabbi Meir was responding to Rabbi Yehuda. Ledidi, according to me, im hotzi nami lo ma'al. Even if I use the money, it's not me'ila. Ela didach, according to you, oidi limia. At least, nevertheless, you should agree to me, the chenvani ke balabayit, that the store owner is like balabayit, and if he uses the money, he's doing me'ila. Amar le Rabbi Yehuda responded, no, lo kishulchani. No, he's like a money changer, and therefore, it's not his problem. And he did not do me'ila. That's the machloket. Amar Rav, chazarnu al kol atzadim shel Rabbi Meir. We went on all the sides of Rabbi Meir. We looked all over Shas. Every opinion Rabbi Meir said, v'lo matzinu hekdesh b'shogeg en mitchalel b'mezin mitchalel. We never found his opinion that he said that if somebody used hekdesh by accident, it doesn't lose its sanctity, but on purpose it loses the sanctity. We never saw that. So why does he say this in the Mishnah? So he says, u'mishnatenu. Our Mishnah, what is it talking about? Bekotnot keunah shelo balu. It's talking about the tunics of the Kohanim that didn't get worn out. Hoil v'nitnu lehanot bahen, since they were made to benefit from. Lefi shelon in haTorah lemalachei asher. The Torah was not given to ministering angels. The Torah was given to human beings. And therefore, since they're not fully worn out, they're still able to be used for service. As long as they're still fully able to be used for service, it's not considered doing me'ila if they were benefited from by accident. If you benefited from those tunics by accident, they're still able to be benefited from. So therefore, if you did it by accident, non-Kohanim, it would not be considered Me'ila. That's what the Mishnah is talking about. So the Gemara says... So what? He's saying that we're not angels, meaning we're human beings. Right, Rashi says, "Shiyu Kohanim zarizim kamalachim," that the Kohanim should be so zariz like malachim, lav shitan bigmar avodah, to take them off, velo yashum alehem achar avodah keheref ayin, that they can't even wear it for 1 second afterwards. They might wear it afterwards. We're not angels, so it may not be. So if a Kohen does that, don't. It's okay. Meaning, it was an accident. It's not considered me'ila.
So it's saying Israel can benefit from this?
No. If a Kohen used it after his avodah, he was wearing the tunic and continued using it not for avodah, it's not considered to have done a me'ila because it was accidental. So this goes well with our Mishnah. So the Gemara says, Tashema, come and listen. Kotnot kehuna shebalu mo'alin bahem. Tunics of the Kohanim that were worn out, if the Kohanim used them not during the service, it's me'ila. Divrei Rabbi Meir. So the Gemara says, my love, afilu lo balu, even if it wasn't worn out, is it still me'ila? The Gemara says, lo, balu dafka. No, specifically if it was worn out, because then there's no more pleasure from them anymore, and therefore it's me'ila. Right, that's what Rashi says. Rashi says, balu dafka, they came on the end renewal avodah, ayin kishar hekdesh, v'loni nu le'enot ben. Since they're no longer fit for avodah, because they're worn out, therefore if you benefit from them, it's hekdesh, and therefore it's me'ila. So the Gemara says, tashema, come and listen again. This is about the shekalim. Every year they had to give their shekalim. Everyone had to give their shekalim. So the Gemara says they had the new place, the new jar, let's say, where everyone would put their shekalim for this year. And if somebody didn't give their shekalim last year, they had the old jar. If you didn't give last year, you could put it in there. That would go to the Sheareh Alishka. It would go to the leftovers of the chamber that they would use to build up the city, and so on and so forth.
It's like shekalim.
Nachon. So the Gemara says, so if it's tashema, mo'alim b'chadetin vein mo'alim b'atikim. If a person benefited from the new shekalim, that's me'ila. But from the old shkalim, that's not. Rabbi Meir says, Mo'alim af adikin. He says, even from the old shkalim, it's me'ila. Shayar Rabbi Meir Omer, Rabbi Meir says, Mu'alin b'shayar elishka, if somebody uses the leftovers of the chamber, it's considered Me'ila. So the Gemara says, Va'amai, why is that the case? Nema ho'il v'ninu lehanot, since they were used for pleasure, what is the old shkalim for? If he should lon nitnat Torah l'malachei ashar, because the Torah was not made for angels. Meaning, what are these old shkalim for? The Gemara says, Dehach chomat ha'ir, o migdalotea misharei lishkaatu. The walls of the city and the towers and everything was from the leftovers of the chamber. So it's for pleasure. So therefore, why don't we say that you don't do me'ila because they're still made for pleasure? So ditnan, as Mishnah says, chomat ha'ir, o migdalotea, v'chot sokei ha'ir, ba'in misharei lishka. The walls of the city, the towers, and all of the needs of the city are used from the leftovers of the chamber. So it's for pleasure. So the Quran says, Lotema Rabbi Meir. Switch the opinion. Don't say it's Rabbi Meir. Ela'ema Rabbi Yehuda. Say it's Rabbi Yehuda, who says that it's Me'ila, even with the old Shekhanim. So the Gemara says, Tashema, come and listen. The Tani, the writer says, Amar Rabbi Ishmael bar Rabbi Yitzchak. Avnei Yerushalayim shen Nashru. The walls of the city of Yerushalayim, if the stones fell off, Mu'alin Bayam, and somebody used them for his pleasure, it's Me'ila. The very Rabbi Meir, as the Rabbi Meir says, what do you see from here? Even though the walls of Yerushalayim were made for pleasure, to give us pleasure and protect us, still what? Rabbi Meir is saying, so if it fell and you used it, it's Me'ila. Why is it Me'ila? If it's used for pleasure, we have this rule that when it's made for Hana'a, that when we can still use it for pleasure, it's not considered Me'ila if he does it by accident. So the Gemara says, Lo teima Rabbi Meir, aleima Rabbi Yehuda. Don't say it's Rabbi Meir, say it's Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara says, Ir Biyuda, Yerushalayim mi mikacha. Does Rabbi Yehuda hold that Yerushalayim is Kadosh? Who says? The Gemara says, Ba'atanan, we have a Mishnah. This is a Mishnah in Masachet Nidarim. We learned this earlier. We said, if he says that this kikar in front of me, this loaf is like on upon me as a neder, right, what's the Lashon? Hare alai kikar zeh. Like an imra, ke imra. What's an imra? Is a lamb. Or kadirim. Kadirim is like enclosures. Or ka'etim. Or like wood. Trees. Ka'ishim, fire. Ka'echal, like the hechal, ka'mizbeach. Ka'yerushalayim. In all of these cases, he says, this is upon me like these things. Rabbi Yehuda omer, kol amer Yerushalayim lo amar klum. If he said Yerushalayim, he says nothing. Yerushalayim is not kadosh, he says. The walls of Yerushalayim are not kadosh. If the walls of Yerushalayim are not kadosh, how can you swap Rabbi Meir and say it's Rabbi Yehuda? And you're saying that if you benefit from the stone that fell off of the wall of Yerushalayim, it's Me'ila. How is it Me'ila according to Rabbi Yehuda? He says the walls aren't kadosh. So the Gemara says, V'chi teima mishum delo amar kel Yerushalayim. Maybe over there it's not kadosh because he doesn't say this kikar is upon me like Yerushalayim. He said it's Yerushalayim. But if you say kei Yerushalayim or kai Yerushalayim, then it is kadosh. Then it is considered kadosh. Gemara says, V'hatanya. No, we have a bright Rabbi Yehuda omer. Kol haomer kei Yerushalayim lo amar klum. Even if you say like Yerushalayim, it's as if you said nothing. It's not kadosh. Ad she'idor v'davar ha'karev Yerushalayim. Until you make a neder, say forbidding something unto you, like something that is sacrificed in Yerushalayim. Not just Yerushalayim itself. So you see, Rabbi Yehuda holds that the walls of Yerushalayim are not kadosh. And therefore, you cannot learn out from Rabbi Yehuda that when the wall, when the stone falls on the wall, if you benefit from it, it would be Me'ila. Therefore, if you're not left to Rabbi Yehuda, who else could it be? It must be Rabbi Meir. Now, if it's Rabbi Meir that's saying that, what's the problem? The walls are made for their pleasure. And therefore, if it's made for pleasure, how can it be that you do Me'ila? Right? Let's see if there's a Rashi over here. Sorry? What is what? No, he's not talking about. I, from the way I understand, he's talking about the mamash, the walls of Yerushalayim. Right. That's why he says. Right. I, it's a good question. I'm not sure. I'm not sure if it's talking about during the thing. But the last Rashi says, "Chitema had Amar Biyuda lo Amar Klum Mishum de lo Amar Ki Yerushalayim." Ela Hares Ze Alai Yerushalayim. He doesn't say the word Ki Yerushalayim. If he's Ki Yerushalayim, we're doche that anyway. So it sounds like from Rabbi Yehuda that Yerushalayim is not kadosh. And therefore, it must be Rabbi Meir. And it's contradiction of Rabbi Meir, because how is it Me'ila if you're benefiting from it? So the Gemara says, Tzrei Tanaya Ninu Vali B'Rabbi Yehuda. It's two Tanaim according to Rabbi Yehuda. Meaning one Tana says that Yerushalayim is Kadosh, and one Tana says Yerushalayim is not Kadosh. And that's how you would make sense of it with this Gemara. Amar Ula, Mishmei Devar Pada. He says the name of Par Pada. Omer Haya Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir used to say, Hekdesh b'mezid mitchalel b'shogeg ein mitchalel. Oh, hekdesh b'mezid, on purpose, it is mitchalel, it loses its sanctity. By accident, it doesn't. V'lo amru b'shogeg mitchalel ela l'inyan korban bilvad. And they only said that accidentally it loses its sanctity with regards to the korban, to make you liable, obligated to bring a korban. The Gemara says, if it's not becoming losing a sanctity, why am I liable to bring a korban? If it's not meila, why do I have to bring a korban? So the Gemara says, Ela ki ata ravin is a different girsa. He says, Mishmei devar peda. He says, Omer haya Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir would say, Hekdesh bemezid mitchalel b'shogeg en mitchalel. Hekdesh bemezid mitchalel b'shogeg. By accident, it's not mitchalel. Oh, it's not. It does not lose the sanctity. The Gemara says, "Velo amru b'shogeg mitchalel." And why did they say? When do they say that accidentally it loses its sanctity? It's only ela l'inyan achila bilvad. They only said that with regards to eating. Meaning what? Look at Rashi. Auchel kikar shel hekdesh. Somebody ate a loaf of hekdesh. The azal le hekdesh. Ruadin lahadakat ner l'chon hanah. Any type of benefit, really, not just eating. But using the money for hekdesh accidentally, that's not considered meila. If he ate the kikar that was hekdesh, that's meila. That's considered meila in regards to, meaning that's considered mitchalel. You take away the sanctity of the hekdesh item because it's no longer there. You benefited from it. Whereas when it's use the money, that's not it doesn't lose the sanctity of the item and it still stays in its sanctity of hekdesh. Okay, I think we'll stop there for today. We'll do a 1 minute recap. We started on Nur Gimel Amud Bet by talking about Kiddushin with using Hekdesh. If you can do Kiddushin with Hekdesh, we had a machloket. If it was by accident or on purpose, we've done Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda. Part number two is we asked, what about Mecher? It was a sale. And we said, even Mecher is Lokana, he didn't acquire. Part number three on the Amud Aleph, Nundal Amud Aleph, we said the opinion of Rabbi Meir with regards to if Hekdesh is nitchalel, if it loses its sanctity, what did we say? We said that it was specifically, we said we couldn't find, according to Rabbi Meir, that hekdesh by accident is mitchalel. On purpose, it is mitchalel, meaning we couldn't find that it's not mitchalel by accident, but it is on purpose. And then when I explained that, what were we talking about? We're talking about kotnot keuna, tunics of the kohanim that were not worn out, and therefore they still had pleasure, and therefore if somebody used them by accident, it's not considered me'ilah. If the Kohanim used them after their avodah, it's not considered me'ilah. And the last part of the daf on Amud Bet was, if a person, when do we say b'shogeg mitchalel, that a person accidentally used hekdesh, it loses its sanctity? That's only l'inyan achila, by eating it, or by benefiting from it, like hadlakat ner, or something along those lines, then it loses the sanctity. But by using the money of it, it still retains its sanctity of hekdesh and would not be mitchalel. Baruch Adonai Olam. Amen. Amen.